cluster of mosquitoes that we had collected down in Willard Bay tested positive for West Nile virus, meaning that the virus is in that area.
According to Randy Sessions, the manager of the Box Elder Mosquito Abatement District, this cluster of mosquitoes is the first West Nile positive samples in Box Elder County this year. Mosquito abatement districts throughout Utah sample mosquitoes to monitor for a variety of diseases transmitted by mosquitoes.
We start sampling usually the first part of June, and we sample all the way into October, and we're pulling the species of mosquitoes that carries West Nile virus together into different pools or different clusters of mosquitoes to be tested and sending them to the state lab, and then they test them for West Nile virus.
Luckily, the Mosquito Abatement District found a positive mosquito before transmission to humans.
If we find it in the mosquito populations first, then it gives us a heads up that the virus is in the area, and then we can up our mosquito control program in that area and try and reduce the threat of West Nile virus getting into the human population.
To minimize your risk of West Nile transmission, take caution when working or recreating outside.
People that are going to be in that area need to be extra vigilant about protecting themselves against mosquito bites, especially after the sun goes down in the evening, and try and protect themselves from getting bit.
With Utah Public Radio, I'm Rachel Hager.